Hello, everyone. My name is Eileen, and you're listening to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Coming up, I'll share with you my 10-point checklist for blog promotion. This podcast, I'm going to assume that you already have your blog. You're past the point of getting your writing process down pat and you're ready to kick it up a notch. You have thoroughly researched your topic and you've composed this high quality, well-written article. It doesn't have any grammatical errors and it's free of typos. It sounds like a pretty perfect piece of writing, but now all you have to do is promote that so that people will come over there and read it. And share it and fall in love with you and your blog. So here's my 10-step process for you to promote that post. Number one, let's choose a catchy title. Something that is really shareable. A shareable title means that if there's enough characters left over, if someone is to tweet that article, they'll have characters left over to have a retweet and your Twitter handle in there. But you might also want to leave room for them to add a little commentary. Like, for example, someone may tweet your post and then they'll, at the end of it, they'll say, one to read or must see or something like that. So let's keep your headline down to around 120 characters. Now, how to really find some examples of some killer headlines and some winning headlines? There's a couple of free guides out there that I use. One of them is called Headline Hacks. And you can just search for that on Google. And it's by John Morrow. And he's from Copyblogger. The other one is called 101 Headline Formulas. And that one is written by Peter Sandin. And these are some pretty basic guidelines that you can follow for really creating that killer, catchy title for your post. Okay, let's move on to number two. Start sharing your posts on social media sites, blogging communities, and when appropriate, forums. Now, I recommend the following sharing services just to get a little extra shares on your posts. And all of these are free to join. Some of them do have a freemium model. But let's start off with Just Retweet. I know I've talked about this service quite a few times. And it's great for Twitter. You also can get Facebook likes on Just Retweet. The other one is Social Buzz Club. Now, Social Buzz Club is great for sharing Facebook, StumbleUpon, and LinkedIn. That's a great community. They have all kinds of training materials and workshops and everything over at the Social Buzz Club. So check them out for sure. The new one that's on the scene is called the Viral Content Buzz. And that's great for Facebook and Twitter. Now, what happens is when you join these communities, you will earn some type of free credits just for joining. And you can accumulate credits by sharing stories that other people have already submitted to these sites. And as you gain credits, then you're able to post more articles and offer more credits for people to retweet or reshare your posts on whatever network. So it's a really great way to also find some quality content to read. And so those are sites that I highly recommend. And I'm having a lot of success with all three of those as well. Now, when it comes to blogging communities, BlogEngage is always at the top of my list. Now, I do want to caution that BlogEngage, now they are charging a registration fee. But one way you can forego that fee is to enter their monthly guest blogging contest. And of course, this is a way to get yourself more exposure anyway by entering the Blog Engage contest. So Blog Engage is one community. The next one is from my friend Devish Sharma, and it's called Blow Cube. I'll spell that. BLAKUBE. I reviewed that site once here on the podcast before. It's still going strong. Biz Sugar, and that's from Anita Campbell and Company. They're doing a fantastic job, and they specifically focus on entrepreneurs and small business owners. Bloggers is another community that's pretty easy. Self-serve, all you have to do is add your RSS feed, and people will discover you. So those are four blogging communities. Now, one forum that I want to mention is Website Babble, and that's from my friend Lisa Irby. And Website Babble is a great forum. And the way that you can eventually promote your content there is, and this is why I want you to sign up for Website Babble now, because after you've made a certain number of posts there, you're allowed to have a form signature. And in that signature, you can place your links. But you have to already be an active participant in the forum before they allow you to add those links and your signature. So you can change one of those links. Instead of linking it to your homepage, you can start linking it to your post that you are promoting. I'm sorry if that was too many P's, but now we're moving on to number three. And that is, speaking of changing your links on forums, you're going to do the same thing with your social media accounts. Instead of linking back to your blog, your homepage, and your, let's say, your Twitter bio, you're going to now change that link over to the link to your blog posts. Now, if that link looks kind of awkward, or it's going to look longer because of, you know, your post title, you just use a bit.ly URL shortener and shorten it to something that's easy for you to remember, and so that it doesn't look so bizarre. And you're going to use that link also over on Facebook, and using the bit.ly link shortener is also going to keep it from looking spammy as well, because you don't want people to think that you're sending them to a sales page. You're really not. You're really just promoting a blog post. Number four, leave valuable, and I do mean valuable, comments on Comment Love Enable blogs. And this is particularly useful when the blog post is related to your topic. You may even find blogs where bloggers are talking about the same exact topic that you are. But if not, that's okay. If it's related, that's even more effective, because when people see that you've left your link, it's going to catch their attention. And if you can, within that comment, talk about your keywords, but you're going to speak in a very natural and organic tone so that you can get that keyword in there. Like I said, get the blogger's attention, as well as other people that are coming to comment on that blog. And they'll see, okay, this person knows a little bit about that topic. And hey, they left a link that's related, and I'm interested in this topic. I'm already over here reading about it. So let me go and see what's going on over on their blog. So that is a very effective technique. And I think that some people miss the boat on that because they're so busy trying to link build that they leave these crappy comments. And trust me, I'm one of those people that sees those crappy comments and will moderate them and delete them. But when someone comes along and has something really valuable to say, adds to the conversation, shares their own experience, gives everyone an additional tip that they can follow, that person's got my attention and I'm headed over to their blog. Even if I only go over there just to retweet their story. So, of course, comment love is a great way to promote your content. Number five, write a few more posts on your blog that are closely related to the topic, but not what they call spun content, where it's really the same article, you're just rewording it. That's old school. It doesn't work anymore. Don't do that. What I'm talking about is having another article that is very related or closely related to the one that you originally are trying to promote. It introduces a different concept. Maybe someone will come and leave one of those comments that I was speaking about previously, and then you'll respond to that comment or you'll feed off of that comment. You can also have a second blog and be sure that you link back to that article when possible from your second blog. And a lot of people was like, what? Another blog? Sure, there's a lot of quick blogs that you can put up. We'll talk about those later in another tip. Tip number 6, land guest posting spots on authority blogs and leave a link to your post in your author bio. This way you can still get a link to your post even if you write on a different topic. I'll give you a good example. The Com Love blog. Once again, yeah, I'm talking about Comet Love again. If you ever notice the Com Love blog, there is a ton of guest posters over there and they write on any topic you can imagine. Everything from food to health and finances and, you know, just the weather. Anything you want to write about, you can. As long as you have a well-written quality article, you can submit it to the Com Love blog. And when you do that, you're going to get an author bio box. Same way with my blog. Now, if you submit it to my blog, it would have to be about blogging or social media or YouTube, something like that. But you will get an author bio box. And the reason I'm stressing the bio box is because it's really important that wherever you're guest posting, you want to have your Google authorship and your author rank. And you're not going to be able to get that in some of these blogs that will just have a sentence at the beginning of the post that says, this is a guest post written by Eileen Smith from Basic Blog Tips. That's not going to get me Google authorship and it's not going to get me or author rank. You need to have the bio box so that somewhere your Google Plus ID can be on that as the author of that post. Keep in mind, when we talk about authority blogs, a lot of them are not using the author bio box. So this is what you want to look for, because that's going to increase your author rank and you're also trying to promote this post. So you're killing two birds with one stone. So don't waste it on somebody who's only going to give you a one sentence link. Now, they're not doing anything wrong. A lot of people aren't really up on this whole concept of Google authorship and author rank. And I'm not going to dwell into it. I just want to let you know, you got to look for those blogs that have the author bio box, especially if they have certain themes like thesis or genesis or woo themes. Most of them will have that, or they'll be using a plugin. So that's very important. You got to be choicey about where you do your guest posting. You know, they want to be choicey about whether they accept you as a guest author. So you be choicey, because you want to maximize on the amount of time that you're spending promoting this post. Especially when we roll into tip number 7. You're going to love this one. Create YouTube videos, podcasts, and slideshare presentations of your content. Use your imagination or outsource some of the tasks if you need to. My favorite software to use for creating videos is Screencast-O-Matic. And I'll record screen captures or even my talking head videos with my webcam. Google Hangouts on Air is a powerful resource at your disposal that you can utilize for your live, unscripted webinars. And focus on your topic, and it'll automatically post to YouTube. Extract that audio from your Hangout on Air and upload it to your podcast. Now, in terms of the presentation, there's a couple of other neat tools out there. One of them is called Slide Rocket, and the other one is Prezi. And those are really nice because they have a lot of animation with them. And with Prezi, I think you've seen Prezis before. They do a lot of movement and zooming in and zooming out. And that's a great way to take that presentation then and make a video from it. Be creative, like I said, and go ahead and, you know, recreate your content in different formats. That brings us to tip number 8, Now, interview bloggers and others who are considered authorities in the field to get their take on the topic. You can even team up with someone who has an opposing point of view or a different experience. That way, you can kind of control the situation. You don't want to have someone who has an opposing point of view and you wind up getting into a debate or an unfettered debate. So you kind of team up with somebody and interview them for another way to promote your blog post. Tip number 9, we're getting close to the end now. Build links to the post. Yes, we are still building links, but we're doing it a little differently now. We're using curation tools like Scoop.it or Storify or Paperly. If you haven't used Scoop.it before, make sure you check out my tutorial on that. I looked in Google Webmaster Tools one day and I was absolutely floored at the number of links that I have coming back to my blog from Scoop.it, and it's an authority site and it's gaining a lot of momentum now. And I'm also sending those posts off onto my Tumblr. And remember back in tip number 5, I was talking about setting up a second blog. Well, this is another way. I do this using a Blogger blog, and a Blogger gets indexed really quickly. I'm sending stuff from Scoop.it right into Tumblr. You can even do a WordPress.com blog, but it's a way of building links very quickly, and it will also help you with promoting because there's a big community, especially over on Scoop.it. Paperly, some people say they don't like Paperly. I love it. It's also a way to monitor your brand, but that's for another podcast. Okay, number 10, our last step, and that would be to send an email to your subscribers asking them to share your article. Well, of course, you need to have a subscriber list to begin with in order to do this. So if you're not building a subscriber list, I talked about this in my last episode, start with AWeber. That's who I highly recommend to build your email list, because at one point you're going to want to segment that list. You're also going to want to use that AWeber plugin on your WordPress blog. So there you have it. There's a 10-point checklist for promoting your blog posts. Real quick, let's run through them again. Choose a catchy, shareable headline. Share your posts on social media sites, blogging communities, and forums. Link to the article in your social media bios instead of linking to your homepage. Leave valuable comments on Comment Love enabled blogs that are related to the topic. Write a few more posts on your own blog. Land guest posting spots on authority blogs and leave that link in your author bio. Create YouTube videos, podcasts, and slideshare presentations. Interview bloggers and others who are considered authorities in the field. Build links to the posts with sites like Scoop.it, Storify, and Paperly. And finally, send an email to your subscriber list. Well, there you have it. Thanks so much for joining me today. This is Eileen from BasicBlogTips.com. Thanks so much for joining me on the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'll talk to you soon. Happy blogging. Peace.